Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. India and US call for more UN sanctions against terror groups and their financiers. DGCA issues a show cause notice to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers seeking explanation for the massive flight disruptions. 25 people killed in nightclub fire in North Goa's Arpura following cylinder blast. President and Prime Minister express grief at loss of lives. And in sports, FIFA releases match schedule for 2026 World Cup to be held in US, Canada and Mexico. India and the United States have strongly condemned terrorism in all forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both countries renewed their commitment to work together against terrorism at the global level, including in the UN, the Quad and the Financial Action Task Force, during two key meetings on the 3rd of this month. These were the 21st India-US Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism and the 7th Designations Dialogue. Both the countries strongly condemned recent terror attacks in India and stressed that the perpetrators must be held accountable. Both sides called for more UN sanctions against groups linked to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Lashkar-e-Tayyiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. They also pushed for strict action against their supporters, financiers and backers. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and accountable manager Isidro Porqueras seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit, FDTL norms. The notice said, large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior civil aviation ministry officials, held a meeting with Elbers to review the situation and address the issues. Government has directed Indigo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all such flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. The directive has been issued following a large number of flight cancellations by Indigo that caused disruption and inconvenience to passengers across the country. A report.
The government has asked Indigo to set up dedicated help and refund cells for passengers. These units will proactively reach out to affected passengers and process refunds and make alternative travel arrangements without the need for repeated follow-ups. The government has directed Indigo to activate an automatic refund system. All baggage separated from passengers due to cancellations or delays must be traced and delivered within 24 hours. The airline is also asked to maintain clear communication on tracking and delivery and provide compensation as per passenger rights. Improved facilitation for senior citizens, differently abled passengers, students, patients and those requiring urgent travel is expected to ensure smoother movement and protect passenger rights. The focus remains on restoring full operational normalcy at the earliest. Meanwhile, Indigo said in a statement it will operate more than 1,500 flights today and over 95% of network connectivity has been re-established. With Rishu Jaiswal, Tripti Srivastav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Goa, at least 25 people, mostly staff members of a nightclub in Arpura, died after a massive fire late last night. The blaze was suspected to be triggered by a cylinder blast. Fire and emergency services and police teams rushed to the spot and brought the situation under control. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, who visited the site, said most victims died due to suffocation and the club had been operating without mandatory fire safety compliance. He warned of strict action against those responsible, including officials who cleared permissions without proper checks.
The incident is very unfortunate for a tourism state like Goa. People who run such things illegally and a fire accident occurred, 23 people have lost their life. The government will be conduct an inquiry into this incident. The inquiry will examine the exact cause of the fire, and those found responsible will face the most stringent action under the law.
जो जो culprit इसमें हैं, उनको behind the bars किया जाएगा.
Goa DGP Alok Kumar said police teams, fire brigade and ambulances were rushed to the spot. He said the fire is now under control and all the bodies have been recovered. The DGP said police will investigate the cause of this incident and take action based on the findings.
An unfortunate incident occurred in a restaurant cum club in Arpura. At 12:04 a.m., the police control room received information about a fire, and the police, fire brigade and ambulances were rushed to the spot. The fire is now under control and all the bodies have been recovered. The total death count is 23. The police will investigate the cause of this incident and will take action based on the findings.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution renewing the mandate of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, for the next 3 years. The resolution, taken up under the agenda Assistance to Palestine Refugees, passed with 151 votes in support, while 10 countries opposed it and 14 abstained. Calm returned to the Pakistan-Afghanistan border at Chaman a day after heavy cross-border firing left several people injured. At least 3 civilians were wounded on the Pakistani side, while Afghan authorities said 5 people were injured across the border. Officials said Afghan forces fired mortar shells at the Badni area, prompting retaliatory fire from the Pakistani troops. However, Afghan Taliban spokesperson Zabiullah Mujahid accused Pakistan of initiating the attack on Spin Bolduc. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he held a very constructive phone call with Donald Trump's peace envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner as US-led efforts to negotiate a potential peace deal with Russia entered a third day. Zelensky said the discussion focused on ensuring Russia would honor any future agreement to end the war, stressing that Ukraine remained committed to working with the US in good faith to achieve peace. A powerful earthquake of magnitude 7 struck in a remote area near the border between Alaska and the Canadian territory of Yukon yesterday. There was no tsunami warning or any major report of damage. International Federation of Association Football, FIFA, has released the complete match schedule for the 2026 World Cup a day after finalising the groups for the expanded 48-team tournament to be held in the United States, Canada and Mexico. The 104-game tournament will start on June the 11th with Mexico versus South Africa clash in Mexico City. Defending champions Argentina will begin their title defence against Algeria on June the 16th. And in badminton, India is assured of a gold medal at the Guwahati Masters 2025 after Sanskar Saraswat and Mithun Manjunath stormed into the men's singles final with straight games victories. Sanskar edged Indonesia's Dandi Triansyah 21-19, while Mithun defeated compatriots Tushar Suvi 22-20, 21-8 to set up an all-Indian title clash today. In women's singles, rising star Tanvi Sharma will aim to cap a breakthrough campaign with a trophy in the finals today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and US call for more UN sanctions against terror groups and their financiers. DGCA issues a show cause notice to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers, seeking explanation of the massive flight disruptions. 25 people killed in nightclub fire in North Goa's Arpura following cylinder blast. President and Prime Minister express grief at loss of lives. And in sports, FIFA releases match schedule for 2026 World Cup to be held in US, Canada and Mexico. And that is the end of this news bulletin.